your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet, caught up in this holy moment. Never want to leave. And I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you.
I was thinking about the fact that many of us haven't been inside a church building for like 7-8 months. How powerful this song is. Like, Cody wrote this song, man. And he just kind of nailed it for me. Like, the idea that we kind of go to church sometimes and hold God hostage. Like, the futility of that blows my mind. It always kind of has, but not having the luxury anymore of just going and going, let's see if the worship team can move me today. You know, let's see if they sing my jam, because if they sing my jam, God, I'm going to hook you up with a praise. I know how dumb that sounds, but like subconsciously we tend to do that. If they're doing a song we don't like or we don't know, we kind of end up like drinking our coffee and crossing our arms and scrolling on Instagram during worship. And I'm thinking about, man, when the world reopens, like fully reopens, the reset that has happened in our hearts that says, God, I'm so sorry for ever like making you compete with the very blessing that I asked for and you gave me. God, I can't really do that. I can't really cross the street and speak to that person. I can't really give to this particular cause because, you know, I got these other things I got to handle. And, you know, that boat you blessed me with, I need to take it out Sunday. And so when I sing these words, I'm like, it's such a song of repentance and just scaling it back to what matters. Coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you. Caught up in your presence, say. Caught up in your presence.
Take me back to where we started.
Holy